Hello, my name is Annie Emery. I'm an independent and certified nutrition professional. I own Revolution Equine Nutrition. Today, we are going to talk about smart supplement shopping. So how do you select the best supplements for your horse? How do you understand the science behind these active ingredients? If we walk into a feed store, go online, you know there are hundreds of supplements, and everyone is trying to convince you that their product is just the thing your horse needs. It can be very overwhelming. So when I asked my Facebook group, this is a nutrition and supplement Facebook group, when I asked my members what their biggest concern was with supplements, the answer was very clear. 72% of the respondents said they were concerned about a lack of scientific evidence to support the product. Equine veterinary research at the academic level is quite challenging due to costs and competition for federal grant dollars. So how do you understand what is best for your horse? I have developed a few suggestions to help you approach supplement shopping in a way that is educated, fact-driven, and purposeful. If you want to begin with your own research, these steps will allow you to make informed and educated choices that will give you a better outcome with less stress. First, I suggest you start with a veterinary exam and lab work. A full workup allows you to start with a solid understanding of how your horse is feeling, to diagnose any health issues, and develop a treatment plan with your vet. If your horse is already on any drugs or supplements, your vet should be aware of the kinds and doses before the workup. Remember, supplements should only be used as a complement to other therapies. While supplements are generally well tolerated, it is very important to consult a professional if your horse has metabolic issues, kidney disease, or other serious health issues, especially if they're already on prescriptions. Next, we want to consider training and environment. A well-planned exercise program goes a long way to your goal of a happy, healthy horse. No calming or nutritional supplement will overcome a horse's natural personality and environmental changes, such as lack of turnout, winter cold, or lack of exercise. And likewise, a metabolic supplement won't overcome metabolic risk due to obesity if a weight loss strategy is not also implemented. Next, we want to think of good foundations. Long-stem forage, which is pasture and hay, should be the cornerstone of every feeding program. Horses should have access to fresh and clean water at all times. Remember that every feed has a purpose statement and feeding rate on the label. Read these carefully in all of the feed products to be sure that they are the right fit for your horse and fed at the correct amount. A nutrition professional can help make sure your diet is meeting the recommended daily amount of vitamins, minerals, calories, and protein. And if your horse is over or underweight, the base diet is the best place to make changes. Supplements often end up being redundant and add things that are already provided by a quality feeding program. Next, you want to think very carefully about your goal and rationale for using a supplement. Clarify what you are trying to improve or modify with the supplement and learn what active ingredients would be appropriate to address this problem. This is particularly important when you're using multi-ingredient supplements. An example of an unclear premise is using a probiotic to help a horse with stomach ulcers. Probiotics work in the hindgut and do not target the stomach. Another example is using a bone supplement, such as a vitamin K-containing supplement, to help with arthritis or ligament problems, which are different environments than the hard bone tissue. Vitamin K does not play a role in these cell signaling pathways, so supplementing vitamin K will not achieve meaningful results. A third example is considering an omega-3 supplement to add muscle mass. Although omega-3s are very important in the diet, these will not grow muscle. Adding amino acids such as leucine, isoleucine, and valine are targeted to build muscle. What does the science say? So to find quality equine supplement information online, we want to look for unbiased, reputable science sources, which are usually found in universities, government agencies, and equine nutrition organizations. These journals typically have a peer-reviewed process to ensure the quality and validity of the research they publish. You can access these journals through academic libraries or online scientific databases such as Google Scholar, PubMed, or Science Direct. Some are open access and will include the entire article. However, there is still value in reading the abstracts, even if the entire article cannot be obtained. Two examples of reputable journals are the Journal of Equine Veterinary Science and the Journal of Animal Physiology and Animal Nutrition. and make sure you are reading the most up-to-date research by focusing primarily on studies that have been done in the last 5 to 10 years. If a product was evaluated 10 years ago, but there is no follow-up, you can assume there is no validity. And while you may be able to find human and mouse studies on a certain ingredient, these studies are a good place to start with function and pathology. We generally do not want to generalize these to horses. And you want to pay particular attention to the dosage and timing of the product used in the study. Cross-check with the label of the supplement you are considering to see if this is the same type and dosage. For example, a study focused on magnesium citrate cannot be used to evaluate a supplement containing magnesium oxide. These are not comparable ingredients. And remember, the gold standard is a double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Beyond the lookout for quote-unquote studies that include emotionally charged words like suffer, career-ending, or harm, many companies use customer stories as case studies, and I have in fact seen these incorrectly called research studies. Although there may be value in this information, this is considered only a story and personal opinion. This is not considered research. Is there a place for social media, forums, and influencers? Absolutely. Other horse owners can provide helpful support and information about products that worked for horses with similar issues. The emotional support provided by online groups can be helpful to owners dealing with upsetting health issues in their horses. However, these should not be confused with scientific evidence. So the bottom line, supplements are a great asset to horses and can be impactful when chosen thoughtfully. However, less is more, and particularly if your horse has allergies or ulcers. So my name is Annie Emery, and again, I am an independent nutrition professional. I own Revolution Equine Nutrition, LLC. I am based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I offer virtual consultations, supplement reviews, and nutrition education to clients in the USA and Canada. This recording is property of Revolution Equine Nutrition and is copyright 2024. Thank you so much for joining me today.